Archer's Omnibus for the week, 5 to 10 November 2000.
Wish it was you on tonight.
Oh, I couldn't resist a little go.
Knock spots off a bunch of kids with guitars.
The band will be great. I won't book rubbish.
Well, as long as they're back here for eight.
Oh, they will be. I'll try and relax, darling.
Yeah, sorry.
It's going to be a fantastic night. I can feel it.
Me too. I'm just, well, worried about this wretched 60k.
Oh, maybe we should rob a bank.
I have had one idea.
Yeah?
What about Caroline investing more in the business?
Oh, you know her better than me.
But it's worth thinking about.
Yeah, it is. But not tonight, eh? Let's just leave it on the back burner.
Okay. You got everything you need up here.
I see, plenty of mixers. Float's okay. Oh, I want some more crisps. You know how the kids guzzle them.
I know Fallon does.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I keep telling her.
Nah, it's all right. I'll bring up a couple of boxes.
No, not the boring flavours, eh?
Ah, right. Now, you're sure you can manage on your own up here?
Well, you'd better send Betty up in the interval, just in case.
Okay. Now, come here.
And you'd better go and light the bonfire. Folks will be waiting.
Linda Snell's checking it for hedgehogs.
Oh, sweet.
You know, I can't believe this.
What?
You. All this. It's amazing.
Shall I pinch you?
Yeah, this place needed bringing to life. And you've done that, Jolene.
And we've done it. Together.
Where's Eddie with them sausages?
Oh, stay back a bit, Jamie. And you hold my hand.
Fancy's a bit of firewalking.
Oh, I don't think Kathy'd be too pleased.
Where is she?
The shop. She volunteered to do a stock take.
On a Sunday?
I know. I think she doesn't enjoy coming round by the pool any more than she has to. And I said I'd bring Jamie.
Oh, wow!
Look at that one, Jamie! Where's William? What date?
Not our William. Not yet. He's over there with Brenda and Emma.
Oh, yeah. Good to see you all out in force.
We wanted to show the village we're back.
It's where you belong.
I have to pinch myself sometimes. It was such a stroke of luck, Keeper's Cottage coming empty.
You shouldn't have to rely on luck.
It was so cosy in there now.
A bit small, though, compared to Grange Farm.
I don't mind that. The rooms are quite big. Mind you, Joe's reclining chair takes up a fair bit of the sitting room. He sits there like a king after tea.
Well, he deserved to after all he's been through.
It seemed mean to make him put it in his bedroom.
I passed him in the front garden yesterday.
Yeah, he's been digging it over.
I was well stuck in.
Giving him a new lease of life. Mind you, we'll have a job competing with next doors. Their lawn is like a billiard table. Oh, blimey, that's a big one.
Good night for poachers tonight.
Eddie says you never hear a shotgun on Guy Fawkes.
And he'd know. Have you seen the sold sign outside Grange Farm?
Yeah. Eddie puts two fingers up every time he drives past.
Oh, good for him.
Where's Tony then?
I was having a long soak. He'd been harvesting salads all day in the polytunnel.
He never stops.
He can't with a shop to supply.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, sorry, Hayley. I didn't see you.
Hello.
Hi. Fantastic fire.
Yeah.
Oh, and how's Phoebe?
She's had the terrible twos today, haven't you?
Oh, dear.
It's the big N-O to everything I suggest.
I remember it well.
Our Edward's still doing it.
Well, I'll pop her back home soon. She's got overexcited.
Is Roy not here?
He's working.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, it is. He wanted to see the band later.
William's going.
Oh, good. I'll account for him.
Have you got a babysitter?
Marjorie's volunteered.
Oh, that must be so convenient.
Well, it is, but we don't like to take advantage.
Oh, look there, that's Christopher's guy going up.
Look, Phoebe, there it goes.
Oh, very impressive costume this year.
Saw a point with Joe, them's his old long johns. His old waistcoat too, filthy thing. Stains all down the front.
Oh, it's always a struggle getting Tony to part with his old clothes.
I just threw them out. I gave them to Susan for the guy. Oh, blimey, what was that?
Oh,
yes.
Come on, darling. Bed and bath for you.
Oh, I'll see you, Hayley. really. Call round soon.
I will do.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, you two, that's enough of that.
Oh, dear. Is it Edward?
And Fallon leads him on.
Terry, I don't want to spoil your evening.
No, I know, sir. It's all right. I'm coming. Edward!
Oh, dear.
Hi, Pat. Is Jamie behaving?
He's been spellbound by the fire ever since we got here.
Well, thanks for bringing him.
Yeah, I was coming anyway.
I mean, the boat's starting to get quite busy
now. No, really, Sid, it's fine.
Look, I'll fetch you both a drink out.
OK, and I'll take him back when the fireworks are over.
Do you want that in the bottle?
We got a pound.
Hey?
Hello, for the jukebox.
Oh, sorry, hold on.
Wakey-wakey, Tom.
No.
Head and Fallon have been hogging it all night.
Hey, do you think it plays Three Little Maids?
Not the same without Yum Yum, is it, Tom?
No, sorry.
Got some posh family do on, haven't you?
Yeah, it's her cousin's birthday.
Oh,
there's a gap at the bar.
Hey, I'll get them, Kirsty.
I don't mind. Beer's cheap tonight. Same again.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Tom?
Yeah, lemonade, please.
Again?
Well, to be honest, I feel a bit dodgy. Well,
why didn't you say?
Oh, poor Tom.
Oh, I'll be okay. Ignore me.
Possible. Tom?
You'll miss your turn.
Oh, okay.
So when did this come on?
This afternoon. But I didn't want to disappoint Kirsty.
No. You seemed all right when you're guzzling them sausages around the bonfire.
What?
Same again.
Oh, William, come and join us.
Yeah, it's alright. All right, mate. So, any action yet?
No, the band's not on till 8.
Oh, this place looks dead choice. Try the pool table yet?
No, but I fancy a go. Don't think I've ever played on one as new as that.
I'll give you a game when it's free.
Oh, cheers.
And you, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of people in too.
Yeah, well, they all know the band, don't they? They're really good.
Yeah, cheap beer helps too, though.
Hey, Kirsty needs a hand, Tom.
Oh, right.
There's something very odd about him tonight. He's not on full power.
Oh, looks fine to me.
Something going on.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, look at him. He's got something on his mind.
What do you reckon?
Shifty. Anyway, so what have you been up to?
Oh, cleaning me gun.
Lovely.
The only time I had. Got the Grey Gable shoe on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Well, we said.
Here we are.
Oh, sorry, Will, I didn't
see. Oh, no, you're right. I've got some here.
You sure?
Yeah. Ah, pool table's free at last.
Ooh.
Fancy a game, then, Tom?
No, I haven't got time.
What do you mean?
It's a good half hour till the band.
Look, hold this, will you? I just need to go to the loo.
Tom?
The car's just there, Jamie. We'll soon be home. Oh, hold on. Hello, Nanky Poo.
Oh, hilarious, Mother.
What time's Lauren expecting you?
About 5 minutes ago. Oh, I can't get this jacket on.
It's not an ideal changing room, a van.
Well, I can't get changed in the car park.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure we could arrange for some of your fan club to come and watch.
Can you fit out the other sleeve?
Nope. Oh, I hope Lauren appreciates your aftershave.
Why, do you like it?
Eau de pig. Very nice.
Mum? Oh, God, where's my bow tie?
You'll be late, won't you?
Oh, God, there's a thing in here.
Posh do, isn't it?
Oh, I think I've left it at home.
You can't turn up at Lower Loxley with no black tie.
It's on my bed, I know it is. I'll have to go back.
Oh, dear, that'll hold you up.
Like you care.
At last! Tom, hurry up! Oh, where the... Lord, it's 8:10.
Lauren, I'm so sorry.
Everyone's sitting down.
I know.
We said 7:30. I've been standing around like a lemon with this beer for half an hour.
Lauren, listen to me. I've got a pig farrowing.
So what?
I was just about to leave home when... Look, honestly, I think it might be tricky. She's a maiden gilt.
What's that?
It's her first pregnancy.
Oh. Well, it's been really embarrassing. Luke's waiting to meet you.
I'm sorry. I'll make up to you.
You do smell a bit, actually.
Yeah?
Here's your drink.
No, I'd better not.
Why?
Well, I'll have to check back with the pig in about an hour.
Oh, great!
I've a feeling it's a big litter. Could be as many as 10.
Just shut up about the pig!
Sorry.
Let's go in.
What's for dinner?
Pork!
Party animals, you've got half an hour to slate your thirst before the band's next set. Here at the Bull upstairs. cares? Thanks for being a great crowd. And remember, our drinks promotion goes on all night. Hey!
That drummer's worked up a sweat. Looks like George Clooney.
Well, 20 years younger, maybe.
Very tasty.
Why is he so pushing?
Yeah, Roy said he used to play at the university.
Yeah. Do you like him then, Kirsty?
Sorry? Oh, no, you. I don't know what Tom's playing at. Oh, I just hope he's all right.
So you've been gone the old set?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go look for him again.
Oh, no need. The Wanderer returns.
Kirsty.
Tom, where did you get to? You've been ages.
I'm really sorry, Kirsty.
Are you okay?
Well, no, not really. I've been downstairs. I thought I'd better stay near to the gents, you know.
You look a bit flushed. We should have known where you were. We didn't see you when we came to look, did we?
Oh, you missed a good gig here.
Yeah, I could hear it from downstairs.
Tragic. But you can hear the second half, can't you, Tom?
Well, I still feel queasy, I'm afraid.
Well, let's find a table.
No, look, Kirsty, I came up to say I think I'd better get off home.
Well, I'll take you.
No, it's fine. I've got the van. I've already messed up your night. You stay and I'll just get myself home to bed.
So thoughtful. Are you sure?
I'll be fine.
Well, I could drive you back.
Really, I just want to get to bed.
OK. Well, I'll see you on Tuesday, then.
Tuesday?
Ricardo rehearsals?
Oh, yeah.
I'll phone you first thing.
OK.
Look after yourself.
Yeah, I will.
Tom?
Yeah?
Give me a kiss, then.
Oh, poor old Tom. Don't look too good.
Oh, this haughty youth, he speaks the truth whenever he finds it pays. And in this case, it all took place exactly as he says.
Do what?
Never mind, William. It's from the Mikado.
Oh, where is she? Excuse me. Sorry.
Lauren.
Lauren?
Oh, Tom! Hi, you're back!
I said I would be.
Yes, but I wasn't sure when.
Clearly.
I was just having a dance.
So I see.
Did I introduce you to Martin?
She didn't like the anaesthetic either.
I don't blame her. She doesn't know just budding's for her own good.
The iron's ready. Now, keep still, you little rascal. Let's get at your horns.
I'll hold it.
Firmer. I need something to push against.
Sorry.
There. One, two, three, four. Hold on. Five.
All right, six, steady on, little one.
Nine, 8, 9, 10. Around and out.
All right,
please. All right. Other side.
We just had Jack on the phone.
A little steady.
There's no sign of Sammy yet. Peggy was beside herself with worry last night with all the fireworks.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we are. And that's it. That's done.
Oh, good girl. Off you go. Sammy's been missing for over a week now.
Cats turn up when they're ready. You're always reading about it.
He's very old.
Oh, poor mum. Well, I'd better get on.
What have you got lined up this morning?
Oh, I'll carry on with the veg. Should have some more leeks ready for lifting.
Who's in the packing shed today?
Oh, Maureen's coming in.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and there's a pile of stuff from the polytunnel yesterday.
Oh, no. Helen's packed that.
What, all of it?
Well, the peppers and cucumbers. She'll take them with her.
Oh, save Tommy a trip to Borchester?
Hmm.
You seen him this morning?
Oh, yes.
Am I missing something?
I shouldn't laugh, but it's so funny.
What?
He's in a very bad mood this morning. Didn't quite go all his way.
Oh, yeah, of course. He was running two women last night, wasn't he?
He was exhausted by the end of it.
Idiot. So what happened?
Well, from what I've managed to get out of him, he raced back to Lower Loxley in time for the third course.
Sit down, dude.
Yeah, his Lauren's family is quite well healed.
So?
And by the time he found her, she was dancing close on the dance floor with someone else.
Oh, brilliant.
Some hunk of a university rower, apparently. Martin.
Yeah, serves him right. What sauce for the goose?
Exactly.
You know, he won't be able to keep this up.
Oh, no. It's going to be fun watching him try.
How's she doing?
Oh, fine. She's passed her mucus plug.
Good.
Yeah, you any minute. Have you cleaned the other box?
Yeah, I've just got to lay the straw. Put some sand down, give her a bit of grit.
She's straining hard enough.
Good girl.
How's Dora this morning?
She still hasn't cleansed properly.
Oh. I'm going to call Alistair?
Oh. Give her another day.
Right. Oh, here we are. It's coming.
All right, looks okay.
Oh, watch it, David. She wants to lie down.
All right. Steady go.
She's all right. Happy landings.
You reckon she needs help?
No, well, let's give her a minute to catch her breath. Good girl. I saw Ruth up and about early this morning.
Yeah, she took the kids to school.
Yeah, she'll serve.
Oh, I thought I'd make a start on that guttering.
Well, on the bar.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, it's fine.
Right, need a hand?
No, I've asked Bert.
Right. Here it comes. Last push.
Ah, she's doing great.
Yeah. Come on, you can do it.
Come on, girl. That's it.
Yeah. Clever.
Hey. And look, it's a heifer.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, just cleaning those up. There we are. Now, let's bring you around to mom. No problems.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, good. Well, I'll get off then.
Right. Well, David.
Mm-hmm. You're looking serious.
Yeah, well, I need to say something.
Oh. Well, go on, then.
Well, it's been a rough few weeks, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Mistakes keep happening.
Well, the latest one was Neil's fault, contaminating the bulk tank. He should have been more careful.
Well, he's very sorry about that.
Well, so he should be.
But it's symptomatic of what's happening on the farm at the moment.
I know. What are you trying to say?
Well, I've been thinking about it and...
Yeah, go on.
Well, perhaps we, Brookfield, that is, could do with some professional help with the herd.
What help?
Well, perhaps we should get Alan to look at the dairy side of things.
Oh, great. What's a consultant going to tell us?
No, wait.
Well, you think I can't do my job?
Not at all.
You think I'm losing it?
Nobody thinks that. Now, listen, please.
All right.
We're all behind you. We know what you've been through with Ruth.
Yes.
And I happen to think that this is the best way of supporting you.
What, undermining me? Having everyone think I'm incompetent?
Nobody thinks that... Look, the fact is that we thought we could cope without Ruth for a while.
I know it's been hard.
It's been impossible. You're not Superman. No one expects you to be.
You ready for this coffee now, Phil?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, straightforward carving. What a beauty.
Oh, heifer.
Excellent. Sorry, David, I didn't make you one.
Are you in on this?
What?
I've told him.
Ah, about getting Alan to come over.
Oh, so you are.
Yes, I agree with your father. We need an objective view of things.
Exactly. We're obviously slipping up in the dairy or we wouldn't have all these problems.
We just need to sort out the milking, that's all.
No, it's gone beyond that.
It's for Ruth too, you know. Put yourself in her shoes for a minute.
Well?
Things keep going wrong in your herd. You feel you're the one who knows what to do, but you're too poorly to do it. How would you feel?
Frustrated. I'd want to get involved.
Exactly. Do you really want Ruth worrying like that? And feeling that she has to get back to work sooner than she should?
Mark, no one's putting her under that kind of pressure.
No one needs to. I mean, you know how conscientious she is.
Well, I don't know what she'll make of some busybody interfering in the herd. It would feel like a kick in the teeth to me.
I've asked Clary to work through today.
Do you think you'll get it done?
Just. I'm making us a quick sandwich.
I'll do that.
You sure?
Yeah. You sit down. Cheese?
Oh, thanks. We've got Underwoods out of the way, but the wholesalers wanted extra this week.
Oh, good.
How have you got on?
Oh, plenty of leeks ready.
Oh, Helen will be pleased. Oh, no, that's Kathy's cheese.
Blast.
Oh, I'll find it.
There's so much stuff in here.
Yeah, she did a supermarket run yesterday.
Well, I can't tell what's ours.
No. Here we are.
Any developments? Oh, right, thanks.
I haven't liked to ask. I know she feels awkward about still being here.
Well, it's been over 2 months.
Yeah, well, it's very hard for her to plan till the money's sorted out.
Taking a heck of a long time for a quicker divorce.
Well, she's trying to make up for it. What about that stock take she did yesterday?
Well, yeah, that was a big help.
It is difficult. Look how long it's taken the Grundys to find a place.
Mike was glad to see the back of them.
Oh, Tony.
No, it's true.
Actually, that reminds me. I've had a brainwave.
Hmm?
About a housewarming present for the Grundys. It'll take some organising, mind.
Hmm. Leeks in cheese sauce. Can we have this again sometime?
Mm. Au gratin.
Mm.
That's the last of Pat's latest veg box.
It's been a good idea, that.
Mm. Jennifer gave me the recipe.
Oh, no wonder.
The horseradish sauce gives it bite, she says.
Oh.
I'll make this a drink, shall I?
Yeah. No, look, hold on a second.
Hmm?
I've got a suggestion to put to you.
Go on.
Right. Given the problems that we've had in the herd, do you think... Well, I wonder if you thought that it would be a good idea to get a consultant in. No, sorry, it was just a thought.
Yeah.
Really?
It's the right thing to do.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Because, you know, I mean, with things getting a bit out of hand, well, might be a help.
You're right. It's the practical solution, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Someone to help us through this bad patch. Then it'll be business as usual.
Thank you.
What for?
Well, you always hit the nail on the head.
It's common sense, really.
Exactly.
Now, what do you make of this?
An old bicycle frame.
No seats, no wheels.
Oh, now, I think Clary said Eddie was going to reassemble that one day.
Marvellous. I mean, I know we hardly use this outhouse, but still...
Don't worry. I'm sure they'll come and empty it once they've settled.
I know we've got some. It's just a question of finding it.
I wish David would say something.
Yes, he was very defensive. Oh, this is ridiculous. Where is it?
Think he was right about Ruth?
What about her feeling kicked in the feet? It's a bit strong.
Yes. I don't like to think of her getting upset, though.
There are some more tins under this tyre.
Ah.
Honestly, Eddie just dumped everything down on top of our stuff.
Wanted to make a start on it this afternoon.
Well, you might.
Doesn't need a coat. Not that the hens care.
No, I bet it's under here.
I need a brush, too.
Well, hold on, I think...
Success!
Yes. Well, it's the right pile. Yes, there's the water base.
Won't that do?
No, you really need oil base to last.
Well, we know it's there.
It's just a question of digging down through the Grange farm layer.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, David.
Been searching high and low.
Having a fruitless search for wood stain.
Yeah.
Oh. Listen. Come to say I'm sorry, and you're right.
What? About a consultant?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I've discussed it with Ruth, and she agrees with you.
Marvellous.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, well, recent events do rather back you up, I can see that.
Now, it's not a sign of failure.
I know. I've just lost the big picture recently.
Oh, darling. It's understandable.
Do you think Alan's the right guy?
Oh, yes. He's got a practical approach. I like that.
And Ruth's worked with him.
We thought that.
Well, you'd best get on to him. He's busy.
Well, I'll go in and try him now. When shall I suggest?
The sooner the better.
Oh, right then.
I'm so pleased.
Oh. I just had a common sense bypass this morning.
What do you think he'll do?
Oh, he'll probably observe the milking routine for start.
Yeah.
I better make sure I'm doing it when he comes. I can't risk any mishaps.
I'm sure it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. I'm quite relieved, really. It's been chaotic for weeks, isn't it?
Yes. And when we need help, we shouldn't be too proud to ask for it.
Yeah, is £10 enough?
Very generous.
Oh, I've got change for 20, ain't I?
Oh, but... Oh, 5 and 0.
I tell you what, I'll come over to the pub tonight.
OK, I'll change this in the till.
It'll give me an excuse to fleece all the customers.
I'm sure folks will want to contribute.
It's a great idea. Well, it's all down to Pat. Said she had a brainwave.
Oh, see.
I think Clary will love it.
Yeah. Mind you, being back in Ambridge is the best housewarming present the Grundys could have had.
Oh, no, it's great. Are you settling in all right, Jolene?
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
I can feel strange moving into a new place.
It was a big step, especially for Fallon.
Yeah.
Look, I can't get to the shop without a serviette.
Sammy!
Did you hear that?
Oh, rustling.
It's over there.
Sammy! Oh, dear. Sammy!
Mr. Woolley?
Oh, hello.
A bit dark for agency.
He's still not turned up then.
I don't know what to do.
Oh.
Any news of the Bulger, Lane?
No response to the poster, sorry.
Oh.
Look, I don't want to be rude, Mr. Woolley, but I've got to get on.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, see you later, Aileen.
Yeah, I'll see you. Roy said there'd be nothing at Grey Gables either, I'm afraid. We're all looking out for him.
Oh, that's good to know. He'd have been frightened today with the shoot on.
Oh, poor little thing.
He went missing once before, but he turned up.
Well, that's hopeful.
He was much younger then.
Where have you looked?
Oh, I came down through the allotments behind Meadow Farm and through Jiggins Field.
You walked all that way?
I need to find him, for Peggy's sake.
But it's getting cold.
I know. Oh, poor Sammy.
Wouldn't you be much better off looking in the morning?
No, I've got my torch.
Look, Mr. Woolley, shall I drive you home?
No, thanks, Hayley. I want to go back through the country park. You never know. I might be lucky.
You'll ruin your eyes.
I can't see the numbers. Maybe the battery's going.
Well, sit under the lamp, dopey.
Better off at the back of this envelope. Bugger's a pen.
What am I earning?
Now, go on.
Oh. Here you are.
Top.
I got the paper serviettes. Bet you only had white.
Oh.
Put them in the bar. Oh, I can't seem to keep on top of this cash and carry list.
Current value of pub. £300,000.
So much to remember. I don't know what Fallon does to these school shirts.
What percentage of 300,000 is 60,000?
Blimey, you know how to ask them. Right, let's think. 10% is 30,000, so then double it, 60.
Oh, 20%. Oh. You're a genius.
How's it stacking up then?
Sit down here. I'll show you.
Hold on, let me switch the iron off. We always had a five-way split with the Midnight Walkers. I got good at percentages.
Okay, now, at the moment, Caroline's share in the pub is 30%.
Oh, I thought it were more than that.
No. 30%. So, if she gave us the 60,000...
Oh, big if.
And we treated it as a further investment in the pub, her share would go up from 30 to 50%.
Well, that's equal partners. Seems a big jump, so now.
She's never been an active partner, though, has she?
I don't know. She's new wine to me.
No. As long as she gets a reasonable profit every year, she's happy.
And her share of the profit will go up.
Yeah.
At your expense.
Well, the lesser of two evils, though. Would you rather we borrowed it from the bank?
Oh, that's true. You're onto something here.
I thought of being saddled with a second mortgage.
Oh, we don't want that.
And Caroline's not greedy. She never complains if we need to plough the profits back.
Well, yeah, as long as she don't start interfering.
Ah, she's not stupid. She can see what you've brought to this place.
Yeah. So I'm a business asset, am I?
Yeah, our biggest one. You like the Pied Piper. You brought in the Cat and Fiddle punters. Not just the young ones, either. And after the Bull Upstairs gig on Sunday, the place was roaring.
Put like that, she'd be mad not to want a bigger piece of the action.
Right. I'll go and ring her now.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's a bit swollen, isn't it?
Yes, but there's no tenderness over the bone. No need for an x-ray.
Oh, thank goodness you hadn't left yet.
Another 5 minutes.
I hobbled over when I saw the surgery light.
I've got a home visit at 7.
Oh, am I holding you up?
It's all right, it's in the village.
Oh, I don't need this.
So, you tripped on the steps.
I heard the door to the bell tower banging in the wind.
The bells.
Yes. Bert can't have shut it properly, or Neil.
I expect those steps are well worn, aren't they?
Oh, it's not that. The light bulb was knackered.
Ah.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. There's no need to be brave.
I bet Bert had gone to get a new one.
Yes.
I was so stupid, I could kick myself.
Well, I wouldn't. Not with this foot, anyway.
Oh, it's just I'm usually very careful.
Stop being so hard on yourself. Accidents happen.
So, what's the verdict, Doctor?
Just a bad sprain. It'll be sore for a week, though. You need to keep your foot up as much as possible for the first couple of days, and an ice pack would be good.
How on earth am I going to manage?
You'll just have to ask for help, Janet. And I bet you're really bad at that.
Oh, I won't be able to drive.
No. Look, I can give you a lift home in a bit, but I better be getting off now.
Oh, yes, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Right.
Careful. Look, I'm meeting Siobhan later in the ball. Why not join us for something to eat?
Oh, thanks. I'd love to. I don't think I can face hobbling around the kitchen.
Good. She's whiting the flats for the Mikado.
She's what?
Painting over the little bunnies and deer from last year's Panto scenery.
Oh, babes in the Millennium Wood.
Replacing them with pagodas and palaces. I said I might look in at the hall and help, but I really can't face Linda after a long day.
No. I didn't know Siobhan could paint.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Look, how about if I drop you down at the pub and then join you in about 3/4 of an hour? You can put your foot up in there just as well as at home.
Jack? Jack, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
You've been gone over 3 hours. It's...
Peggy.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Sammy. Oh, no.
It's all right, love.
Where was he?
I found him up at the Pheasant Spinney.
So that's where he'd gone.
Mm. I had this feeling. I've carried him all the way.
Jack.
I didn't want to leave him there alone.
No.
He looked very peaceful.
Thank God. I was so worried he might have been run over.
No, no. He'd found himself a corner, curled up under a tree.
Oh.
All snug in the roots. It just looked as though he'd found a nice place for a sleep.
Dear Sammy, let me stroke you, boy.
Oh, don't upset yourself.
No, I want to touch him.
Right.
You were such a friend.
Mm, he was.
The best of cats.
Yeah. Where shall I put him?
Bring him through. I'll find a box.
All right.
And we'll find a place to bury him tomorrow.
Peggy, I was thinking, as I brought him home, I wondered if we couldn't put him beside Captain.
Oh, yes, Jack. That's a lovely idea.
Who was it?
Someone for Fallon.
Oh. I thought it might be Caroline.
He only rang her 5:30.
Yeah.
Anyway, Frieda says the food's ready.
Right, I'll go.
It's quiet in here.
Why don't you go up and watch the telly?
Nah, I'd rather be down here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So how's it feeling?
You are off duty now, Tim.
Sorry.
The ice is helping, thanks to Sid.
Siobhan and I'll run you home later.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Janet.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to have to get used to this.
Yeah.
Hi, you two. Evening, Hayley.
Hi.
Hi. Message from Planet Mikado, Tim.
She's not coming.
No, she'll be over in about 30 minutes.
Thanks.
Good rehearsal.
Oh, so we're getting very tragic now.
Oh, is Nanky Poo losing his head?
No, I meant the acting. what have you done to your ankle?
Sprained it.
No, how?
She fell down the bell tower steps.
Oh, Jana, can you drive?
No.
Well, if you need a lift anywhere, you ask.
I told you.
Here we are. One omelette.
Thank you.
And one cottage pie.
Lovely.
Well, it's lucky this happened now, not near a Christmas.
Too right. This is the calm before the storm. Soon I'll be taking carol services and dashing from church to church.
Right, you mean you don't spend all Christmas lying on the sofa eating chocolate?
No, who do you think I am?
Hey, look, excuse me, I want to over Jolene.
Sure.
The Nativity plays at Home Farm this year.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer's idea. We thought we could have farm animals involved, make it a bit different.
And Jamie will enjoy that. He played a star last year.
Maybe he'll get a star in Road again this year, eh?
No. Go on then, a white wine.
Right, I'll bring it over.
Come and join the party.
Oh, wait. Here we are. £10, as promised.
Thank you, lovely.
How's it going?
Up to £90, according to Pat.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I'll see what I can get out of Janet and Tim.
So we had one. The children all had an orange with sweet stock in it.
Chris Tingle.
That's it. Yeah, children got very excited.
That was sweet, yeah, but I think the symbolism was lost on them.
I just remember the candlelight.
The church did look beautiful. We're having it again this year.
When?
10th of December.
Oh, right. I'll put it in the diary.
Right. Come on, you two. Cough up now.
What?
Oh, I always hand over money with no questions asked, don't you, Janet?
Always.
What's it for?
It's for a housewarming present for the Grundys.
Oh, why didn't you say?
Come on, open up your wallet.
Can we finish eating first, please? Then you can tell us all about it.
Oh, I suppose so.
Very persuasive.
Money with menaces, I call it.
Here's your wine, Ailey.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, love. Sit down for a minute. I'll go and check on Frieda. Keep an eye on the bar.
All right, then.
I could do with your services, Hayley. Oh, what for? I said I'd help Borsetshire Rural Stress Line raise more money.
Oh, is that helpline for farmers?
Yeah. It's got a big workload at the moment, unfortunately.
Times are hard. I don't know how some of them cope.
My problem is, it's hard to think of new ways of getting people to part with their cash.
Yeah, you need some sort of stunt these days.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Sponsored head shaving.
Arm wrestling.
Nude calendar.
No, the WI did that.
Oh. Yeah, but not in Ambridge. Maybe we could have a go at it.
Oh, come on, Janet, you're not serious.
Well, it's almost respectable these days with a few strategically placed props.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being on it.
Hey, why is it always women, though? What about the blokes?
Now you're talking. Shall I put that up behind the bar?
It's a great idea. If we've just got the nerve to try it.
Of course you have.
Well, you'd do it, wouldn't you, Tim?
Well,
I think you should go for it.
Yes, I do too. But will Ambridge offer up 12 sons for such a bold undertaking?
Is your mum coming over for Josh, or shall I take him round there?
No, she'll pick him up on her way to Glebe Cottage.
I have to get some of his toys together.
Yeah. Oh, he might want his drawing book. He's well into that.
Good idea. It's kind of Jill to take him.
Well, she knows we'll both want to spend time with Alan this morning.
What did Shula say?
Oh, just that Daniel had had a bad night and could mum babysit.
He was fine yesterday playing with Pip.
Yeah, but his arthritis can flare up at any time.
I forget he has it sometimes. Did you call Pip?
Yeah, she'll be down in a minute.
Right, breakfast. Do you want something hot?
No, cereal's fine today, love.
Put the kettle on, then.
Eh?
The kettle.
Oh, sorry. I hope Neil doesn't cock up this morning.
It might be more useful if he did.
How'd you work that out?
The whole point of having a consultant is so you can see the farm working normally, warts and all.
Well, I don't want Alan thinking we're a bunch of incompetents.
Yeah, but there's no point in putting on a show either.
I know.
You hardly ever do the morning milking at the moment.
No, I suppose not.
You don't. It's not a school inspection. We are paying for his advice.
Don't remind me.
We've lost so much lately, it'll pay for itself.
Yeah, but only if he comes up with a solution.
He's good, Alan, and he's tax deductible.
Well, I'm itching to get over there.
Oh, shut up and eat your breakfast. Give the man some peace.
And two of those didn't come into lactation.
So that's cost you, what, £1,000 a cow?
Near enough.
But you've vaccinated now?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah. Leptospirosis is tricky.
We should have spotted it in the high yielder. Her milk had been down.
That's why it's best to give the annual booster, then you know you're covered.
Well, to be honest, we lost track.
Mm. Well, that's the problem here, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, no, Alan, that's what you're here for. Please don't pull any punches.
Well, at least it moves through a herd slowly.
Yes, but coming on top of the mastitis.
You said the cell count went up to 520?
We had seven, over a million.
And that pulled your average up.
Somewhat.
So you didn't calm?
No, we treated them.
And lost a fair bit chucking the milk away.
Well, you've got to make a decision either way.
By the way, will Ruth be around today?
Yes, she must take you through the records.
Oh, it'd be good to see her again.
Yes, she's looking forward to it. Ah, Neil's nearly finished.
Ah, good. You've kept up regular services on the machine. Sorry, Phil, I had to ask.
Well, to be honest, we were a bit late with the last one.
Are they showing any discomfort?
Oh, no. The men would have spotted that. Mm.
And this mishap last week?
Well, Neil's a very experienced stockman. He just sent the contaminated milk through without thinking. It was just a rare mistake.
Poor Daniel.
Yeah, it came up last night, apparently.
So Mum's at Glebe Cottage this morning?
Yeah, Shula couldn't take the time off.
Oh, well.
You could go around there.
Yes, I will.
I expect she'd like the company.
Any thoughts about their anniversary next week?
They haven't said.
What are you getting them?
I don't know, we haven't thought. Look, I'm sorry to be rude, but I only popped in for a minute.
Yeah, well, how's it going out there?
Eh?
You've got a consultant in today, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
So?
Well, I think it's going to be a useful exercise. Fresh pair of eyes and all that.
Well, that's exactly what I said.
Sorry?
Last week.
Last week? When last week?
When the cows were being vaccinated.
Wait a minute. Dad only told me on Monday.
It was only a suggestion.
What? Dad suggested it to you over a week ago?
Other way round, actually.
Other way? You mean it was your idea?
Well, what's it matter whose idea it was?
What the hell's it got to do with you?
David!
Well?
Well, someone had to do something.
You mean you had to?
No, I didn't, actually. I chose to.
God, you just can't stop yourself, can you?
I'm not standing idly by while Brookfield falls apart.
And we all know why.
You're wrong. I care about the farm. Oh. Look, you admitted yourself you slipped up over the vaccination.
Admitted?
It's clear you have been forgetting things left, right and centre.
Hang on. Why do I feel like I'm on trial here?
Oh, it's not like that. Look, I've done loads of consultancy. It's the professional solution.
That is not the point.
You'll thank me in the end.
You are such a smug little...
I only want to help.
Read my lips, all right? The running of this farm has got nothing to do with you.
David, we're looking at the silage. Alan's waiting.
Well, you better send Elizabeth.
Eh?
She's the expert.
Something needed to happen.
Shall I go out and come in again?
Why does it matter who thought of it?
Dad, you have been discussing farm business with her behind my back.
What?
David, you're being ridiculous.
No, actually, I'm talking about my business, and this is completely unacceptable.
David, what on earth is going on?
Well, you better ask Elizabeth. I'll go and see Alan.
What have you said to him?
The truth. That I suggested you call in a consultant.
Did you have to do that?
You agreed. It's what the farm needs.
And so it is. But was it necessary to rub David's nose in it?
I wasn't.
Oh, don't play the innocent, Elizabeth. It doesn't suit you.
I can't go around treading on eggshells because of David's ego.
You tread on eggshells?
All right, then. I spoke plainly. David's been losing his grip completely, and if I hadn't intervened, things would be going from bad to worse.
We wondered where you were.
Yeah, sorry, love, I was in the house.
Is Phil coming?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you all right, David?
I'm absolutely fine.
Right, I'll go and get the records up on the computer then, Alan.
We'll be about 10 minutes.
OK.
It's not been a great year for silage.
No. Doesn't look very good, I'm afraid.
Here.
Smell it.
It is slightly rancid, isn't it?
And as such, pretty unpalatable.
Well, it's not wonderful, I know. We had a dodgy time on the first cut.
The texture is...
It's slime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, David, you're here. You've made a start, then?
Was that all right?
Yes. Sorry, my daughter just popped in.
Ah, no problem.
So, what do you think?
Well, things seem to be pointing to a nutritional problem.
Ah, right. Do you think it's my grazing regime?
What, leaving the cows out longer?
Mm.
No. To be honest, it would have been even worse if you'd relied on the silage.
Ah.
Of course, you can't really tell that without having it tested. What did the analysis say?
Well,
that's another thing that slipped through the net.
Ah, so you haven't had it done?
No.
Okay, I'll take a sample with me. Right, it's the records next, isn't it?
We've been struggling a bit without Ruth.
Oh, yeah, we were chatting. I was shocked to hear about her cancer.
Yeah.
You never think it'll happen to someone you know.
There. See?
Yes, yeah. So, you're pleased with the new software?
It's great.
I think it's excellent.
It's all much clearer. The mastitis records are so easy to read off.
Trouble is, though, with you out of action, we haven't kept up.
Yeah. It's inevitable things get missed when different people do the milking. It's like a relay race. Someone else has to pick up the baton every time.
Well, I should have taken more care.
It's okay, David. Alan's here to help us sort it all out.
Yeah, I know.
There's so much to keep on top of, isn't there?
Tell me about it.
Just be sure to record absolutely everything, all the repeat treatments. That'll highlight your chronic carriers.
We usually do.
Oh, usually isn't always, though, is it?
You're right.
With dry cow therapy especially, continuity is vital. Well, you just lose track of when the protection runs out.
Yeah, I think we've got the message about record keeping.
Yeah.
Look, I'll go and rustle up some coffee, shall I?
Oh, now that would be welcome.
Ruth?
Please.
Milk, Alan?
Yeah, and no sugar.
Okay.
Can we put that on a floppy?
Sure.
No problem.
Good. Then I can analyse them carefully. I've got one here.
Any conclusions yet?
Well, the housing's good, the hygiene's thorough. I'm thinking nutritional.
Right.
I'll know more when I've looked through this lot and had the silage analysed.
Thanks. They're not performing as they should, are they?
No. I'll be suggesting you get your vet to do tests for IBR and BVD.
I'll tell David.
It'll all be in my report, and I'll make a time to come back next week.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
Look, try not to worry. I'm sure we can get you running efficiently again.
That's reassuring. David's carried all this while I've been out of action.
Yeah, I can see it's been a strain on him.
It has. That's why we needed help. I really wish I'd thought of it before.
Have you ever reconsidered a career in consultancy?
Not really.
It's not too late. You know your stuff.
Shame I haven't been able to put it into practice recently.
Well, if ever you change your mind, I'm sure you'd do well.
Are you trying to recruit me?
Might be.
No, when I'm fit again, I want to devote myself to the herd. Get it back up to scratch.
Can you do much around the farm yet?
The equivalent of a little light dusting. I'm looking forward to my chemo ending in a couple of weeks.
Has it been grisly?
No comment.
The last thing I want is for you to feel undermined.
Well, you've failed.
Well, I'm sorry.
I already feel as though the dairy's spiralling out of control.
Well, that's precisely why we've got Alan here.
Yeah, fine, but you presented him as a fait accompli.
Well, I'm sorry if that's how it came across.
And then I found that it was Elizabeth talked you into it.
She didn't talk me into it. You make it sound very conspiratorial.
Oh, are you surprised? You kept it quiet for a whole week. Why the secrecy, Dad?
Well, I was nervous about raising it with you.
I don't like being kept in the dark.
No, I'm sorry.
You know, you and I make the decisions about the farm, not you and Elizabeth.
Now, I know how it looks, but she only raised it as a possibility. She was trying to help.
Oh, yeah.
I took the decision, not her.
Dad, you should have come to me straight away.
Well, I wanted to talk it over with your mother.
Oh, first Elizabeth, then Mum. What, did you consult Neil as well? What about Bert?
I wanted her advice on how best not to hurt your feelings. I didn't want you thinking I don't trust your judgment anymore.
Do you?
Your judgment couldn't prevent Neil contaminating the milk. And it couldn't stop me from feeling exhausted last week. It's not a question of that any longer.
Well, what is it a question of then?
Sheer pressure. And I think Elizabeth was probably able to see it more clearly from a distance. But I assure you, it was not her decision. It was mine.
What, you mean you wouldn't have gone ahead if I disagreed?
Well, it was the right decision.
Well, that answers my question.
David? Is there any chance of that? You all right?
Yeah.
Hi, Phil.
Oh, Rose. Sorry, I was meant to be making you a coffee.
I thought you'd forgotten.
Has Alan finished in the office?
Yeah, he's just taken a copy of the records.
Oh, good.
Congratulations, David.
What for?
Getting Alan in was a stroke of genius. I really think he's going to put things right.
This should warm you up.
Thanks.
I'll put it over here.
The water was frozen on the water troughs.
Ugh. Is this one of the new mums?
Yeah. I stripped her down all right, but she doesn't break these pasties.
Steady. Thought you were taking a long time this morning.
Ah, well, you expect a bit of chaos their first time through.
I wonder how the milking went at Brookfield yesterday.
Neil said he felt really self-conscious.
Oh, have you seen him?
Yeah. He was in the bull last night.
It'd be fascinating to hear the feedback.
It's obvious what's been going wrong.
If it was that obvious, they wouldn't have had a consultant in.
Expensive exercise.
You haven't forgotten we're going to Linda's at lunchtime.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, come on, you need a lunch break. Besides, Robert will be at home and we'll need him.
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to put yourself out, Tony.
Well, as long as we're quick.
Oh, don't be such an old curmudgeon. It'd be worth it just to see Clary's face.
Everyone yourself.
Oh, you sure?
Well, I hope I can still buy a handsome woman a drink.
Oh, Dad.
No, Willie, there's no use. Thanks, Joe. I'll have a bit of lemon.
Do you want to sit at the table? Oh, no. The view's fine here. Eddie, you got any cash?
Here we are.
So, how's Ed coming along in that band of his?
He's got a knack with the guitar. Blasted record.
Well, that's no surprise.
So,
Yeah, I showed him a nice open chimney last night, one Keith Richards used.
Oh, yeah?
Who's Keith Richards, he said? Yeah, well, who is Keith Richards? Oh, never mind that.
No, excuse me. Yes, Mr. Booth, what can I get you?
So what's his plan, then?
I'm working on it.
That cider will be ready soon.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want some stranger reaping the rewards of all our hard work.
Look, calm down. We'll have to be discreet. Go up and rack it off on the quiet.
And how are we going to do that with the new owners in?
Hinting that? Oh, trust me, that building work will go on for weeks yet.
Well, you know what they're finding to do. Nothing wrong with the place except that hole in the ceiling.
Well, people want designer farmhouses these days.
There's the second bathroom you put in for Clara.
That partition was a work of art.
Oh, I hope they appreciate
you. Oh, they won't.
Well, I shan't like them, whoever they are.
Oh, all right, Bert. No one's serving.
Yeah, old Jolene's are in.
Oh, I need a drink.
What's up with you, then?
Oh, I don't know. It's not being a training.
Hey, look, you'd better have a stool, mate.
Ah. Oh, you can't take a step without thinking you're being watched. Under surveillance, that's where we are.
Who are you, are
they? We've had a young consultant into Brookfield yesterday spying on us.
Oh, I won't stand for that.
Oh, coming up with all sorts of fancy ideas.
Farming used to be about caves.
Throwing away good money.
I must say, I don't miss all the paperwork.
Me neither.
Never did any.
Well, I'm in the garden this afternoon. No consultant needed.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, just cleaning my run of beans of horse sweet pea canes before I put them away.
Yeah, I'll be out there myself later on, the rain stuff.
Ah.
Bert?
Yeah?
You need any more compost?
Oh, I don't know.
Just the time to buy it. Spread it on your veg plot and come the spring, dig it in.
Well, what have you got?
Well, it's been very popular, but I might manage to put a couple of bags your way.
Bags? No, not that mushroom stuff.
Best quality.
Ah, that's just peat.
Oh,
Bertram?
Oh, yeah, point, please, Jolene.
All right, coming up.
Ah, that's just for townies, that is, that mushroom muck. Now, if you was talking the proper stuff...
What's that, then?
Sweet-smelling, well-rotted stable manure. Beautiful.
What's it?
Of course.
It's your game of dominoes, Eddie.
No, Daddy.
Oh, I'll play you.
Right, shall we take them to the table?
Yeah, as you like.
Here you are, Bert. Top. That's right.
Look, Dad, I'll see you later. I've got to see a man about a dog.
Yeah, right, though. Well, I still got plenty of brambles to cut back.
Oh, you wish to get on top of them?
Bye, Eddie.
Yeah, see you, Jolene.
All right, Mia.
Yeah, just the oldies, then.
Go up and have a spot at dinner if you want.
You've been up, yeah?
No. I want to keep myself busy.
It's only been 2 days, love.
I felt so hopeful when I rang her. So she'd accept straight away.
Well, it's a big step, parting with 60,000 quid.
Caroline wouldn't miss it.
Oh, you want to bet. So the rich stay rich.
Shall I ring her again?
No. I don't hassle her. Besides, it's a good sign.
Huh? How'd you work that out?
Well, the likes of Caroline have all their investments tied up. She'll need a few days to do her figures.
Has to.
You don't keep her money in the tea tin.
Ah, perhaps we can have our lunch now.
Oh, no, it's Eddie. What's he doing here?
Oh, stay calm. It's well covered up.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello. Harry said you were working through in the dairy today.
Yeah, we just had to pop out to
pick up this new display counter for the shop.
Yes, so what brings you here?
Got a little favour, actually.
Huh?
Just picked the Sheila's place. She says I can take some of the stable's manure.
Oh, you're really getting into this.
Well, where there's muck.
And you want to borrow...
The front loader and tipping trailer.
Yeah. Can't be for a while, though.
Oh.
No, I need to make a start on the farm tracks. I've fallen right behind with my maintenance jobs.
Well, that's okay.
And I've got to grease the wheel bearings first.
Oh, I could do that for you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Seems like a fair exchange to me, Tony.
Oh, good.
Oh, and is it okay if I come back later to get the last of our stuff?
Yeah, help yourself. Still in the outhouse.
Ah, great. Clara will be pleased to see her old mangle again.
What time?
Oh, do you know, 4-ish.
Will you be at home after that?
Well, yeah.
Green Fingers Garden Maintenance. No wonder their garden's so tidy.
weekenders. You were back early today.
I've been working through all week. Pat let me go at 3:30.
That's nice.
Lovely smell, this fire. Real autumnal.
Well, there's some stuff you just can't compost.
Nah.
Yeah, well, there. That's the Brambles cutback. Gotta tackle the ragwort next.
Yeah.
Don't want Bill and Ben poisoning themselves.
Have you fed them kittens yet?
Nope.
Well, we're going for a cup of tea soon.
Ah, yeah, I'm cold without me long johns.
Oh, I'm not going through all that again.
Oh, they were my favourites.
Is Eddie back?
Where's he going to put that lot then?
Oh, we'll find room. Hello.
Hi, Clary.
Is that it?
Yeah, nothing left at Bridge Farm now.
Good.
That looks better, Dad.
Well, it won't after you dump that lot.
Oh, don't worry, we'll sort it out.
That's what I told him.
Well, I best unload.
It'll be dark soon.
Yeah, nah, you're right. I'll leave it till the morning.
Yeah. I'll go and get the kettle on.
This is cosy.
These two have run rings round Tess today.
Yeah.
Bill perches up on the table there and takes a swipe at her nose every time she goes past.
Oh, poor Tess.
You want back we go.
Oh, we didn't expect that.
Daft animal.
He looks worried now.
Oh, well, he complains at first, but when the chair's right back, he'll fall asleep on me chest.
You know, he's definitely more outgoing than Ben.
Yeah, curled up in that flower pot most of the day.
Well, it makes him feel secure.
Oh, blimey, you should hear yourselves.
Hey, there's a drop more tea in the pot, John.
Oh, no, Tartary, no.
I heard someone poached the fish in, like.
It weren't you, Eddie.
No, I got too many irons in the fire.
Yeah, things are starting to look up.
Yeah, got me tractor, then there's the manure, me fencing job up the river.
Just don't go spoiling it.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing the cider from Grange Farm.
Oh, it's not stealing.
I'm not happy about it.
No, don't worry about that, Perry.
Hey, you've changed your tune.
Yeah. I fancy the idea of pinching it from under their noses, eh? Well, it's our cider, wouldn't it be right?
Joe.
Oh, visitors.
No, I'll go. The novelty ain't worn off yet.
Oh, so... did you get the better of Bert at Domino's then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sweet revenge it was, too.
What for?
Putting Ed up to that stunt with the saucepans at Halloween.
Oh, Pat, this is a surprise. Hello.
Oh, scared me half to death.
Oh, yeah, the ghost of old John Briar.
It's Pat, look.
Oh, hello again.
Hi, Eddie. Can you go and have a word with Tony a minute?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, aren't they growing, Joe? Hello?
Bill Morton Ben.
Should I pick him up?
Oh, I should think so.
Come on. Oh. They've been neutered yet?
Oh, no.
I suppose you heard about Peggy's cat.
Well, they found him?
Yes, but not alive.
Oh. What happened?
Oh, old age. He'd gone to the spinney behind the country park.
Well, they find their place.
Poor Mrs. Willow. Yeah, Jack found him. What's that?
I don't know.
Careful, Eddie.
Yeah, I got it.
What is it? It's... yes. It's my dad's sideburn.
Where do you want it?
I can't believe it. Oh, Pat.
Well, I never...
It's getting heavy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Tony. Well, against this wall here. Right over a bit, Tony, but catch the door.
Yeah, right. There we are.
Oh.
It's your treat, then. A real treat.
It's just right. But I don't understand. Mrs. Snell bought it off me.
I know.
Oh, she won't want a £300 back.
No. She sold it back to us.
But then I'll pay you, Pat. You can take it out of me wages.
Clary, just listen.
We had a collection round the village.
Did you know about this, Eddie?
It's news to me.
It's a housewarming present from Ambridge. Welcome home.
Sid, you coming to bed, love?
Yeah, in a bit.
What's up?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. No secrets.
I spoke to Miss Solicitor.
When?
This afternoon. Just briefly. He rang.
I knew something was up. What'd he say?
Cathy won't budge on the maintenance.
Why not?
She won't have it assessed on her salary as a teacher. And even if it was, it would only be part-time because of Jamie.
So what will it be based on?
Her wages as a part-time shop assistant.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she wants it for at least 2 years.
on top of the 60,000?
I've been sitting here wondering whether to ring Caroline.
It's nearly midnight.
I'm desperate.
Yeah, desperation's a real turn-off. Look, it's a good proposition you've put to her, Sid. Just give her some time.
It's a beautiful cyclamen, and Marjorie. Thank you.
You need a splash of colour in November.
I'll put it over here by the window.
I know what it's like to lose an animal. They really become friends, don't they?
Yes. Jack's all for getting another.
So soon?
I couldn't face it. You get too attached.
Well, that's inevitable.
The house feels so empty now, especially when I'm here on my own.
Where's Jack today?
At a golf lunch with his pals.
Tell you what, Peggy, come back with me and I'll cook us something nice.
Well, if you're sure.
Of course I'm sure.
Oh, thank you. That'd be lovely.
And after lunch, you can give me a hand with something.
Thanks for bringing it over.
Shall I add them to the stack?
No, it's all right. I'll put them in the hay shed later.
All right. He's a handsome boy.
Yes. I'm getting him ready for Nigel.
Nigel?
Yep. He's getting some practice in before Tuesday. He wanted a hunter he was used to.
All right. Hey, how's Daniel now?
Oh, the flare didn't last long, thank goodness. He's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was a blessing Mum could look after him on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, the way things turned out, I was quite relieved she wasn't at Brookfield.
Oh, yeah. I heard Elizabeth turned up.
Yeah, poking her nose in. She just can't stop.
But Alan's visit was a success.
Well, depends what you call a success. Alice is going to do well out of it. Sorry, Sheila.
Don't apologise. You shouldn't let her get to you.
Well, I'm not stupid. I mean, I knew something radical had to happen. It's just so impossibly galling that it was Elizabeth who thought of it.
So it's your pride?
Well, no, to be fair, it's not. It's the way it was done. It's felt like a whispering campaign. Dad should have discussed it with me straight away.
Yes, he handled it badly. But it was a good idea, whoever came up with it.
I suppose so.
Oh, you can't think of everything. Look at yourself, David. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
Physically and emotionally drained. Oh, I know Elizabeth was tactless.
As usual.
But don't be too hard on her. She cares about you. We all do.
So Jill's picking her up at 9:30 and bringing her to St. Stephen's.
Poor Janet.
And Jean Harvey's taking her back to Darrington after the service. We mobilised the rotor in no time.
Oh, good.
It does seem unfair, doesn't it? It's the last thing she needs at the moment.
Yes, I'm sure she's very busy.
Oh, she is. Nothing's too much trouble. And how she manages to spread herself round 4 parishes, I just don't know.
She's got a lot of determination, that's for sure.
Oh, Janet tells me you're giving a speech at the service of remembrance this year.
Oh, don't remind me. I wish I hadn't agreed.
Why ever not?
Well, will the young people listen? Do they care?
I'll tell you what I think is crucial, if you want my advice.
Oh, please.
Get them to realise we were the age they are now.
Yes.
They seem to imagine we were old, whereas in fact we were no different from them.
I tried to reassure him.
But you think Elizabeth has an ulterior motive?
Oh, I don't know what she's up to. Though the consultant was an excellent idea. But my little sister is very tenacious. And, you know, just when she was feeling outnumbered, Kenton turned up out of the blue.
It was Jill's 70th.
Yeah. But they formed an unholy alliance, those two. Oh,
families.
I've tried to stay neutral. But I'm not prepared to stand back and see Mum in tears again. Oh, here's Nigel back. Don't say anything. Of course not.
It is an ancient mariner, only stop it. 1 of 3.
2 in this case.
Don't mock. I did my best.
Oh, she was splendid, wasn't he, Sheila?
Spine-chilling. How's Marcellus been?
Fantastic. I'm a bit rusty there.
I've been taking moonlight out every morning to keep his fitness up.
Well, your first hunter's whipper in, eh, Nigel?
Yes. I'm feeling very wobbly about it. Any advice?
Leap the plomb.
Keep the pack on the straight and narrow and do as the new master says.
Oh, piece of cake.
You'll be fine.
Well, I must get back and inspect the treetop walk.
Is it closed now?
Yeah, but the rest of the house is still open. Just winter hours, you know.
Had a good season?
Yeah, we're very pleased. The cafe's done particularly well.
Oh, you've got a talented chef in Owen.
And how's Emma fitting in?
Now, she's terrific.
Good.
Look, you must excuse me.
Oh, yeah, Annie'll see to you. She's along in the tack room.
Thanks, Julia.
Nigel?
Hmm?
Why are you wearing three poppies?
Oh, I bought one in the village shop, then one in the Bull. And, well, I had to support Lowell Oxley.
You'd have to go up to Grey Gables and complete the set.
Righto. Walk on, Marcy.
Oh, dear. So what time do you think you'll come round?
Oh, 5.
OK, I'll be home by then. What's it about?
Money.
Ah.
Sid wants me to put another 60,000 into the Bull.
Does he now?
I need a sounding board.
Definitely.
I thought I'd kept all the pieces together.
So smooth, aren't they?
That's the Keysea soapstone. It's rough when it's quarried, of course.
Lovely creamy pink.
How many pawns are we up to?
8.
Most annoying. Yes, yes, Bettina. We know you're interested.
This chess set looks far too good for the White Elephant store.
Now, Peggy, you're supposed to be stiffening my resolve. I've held on to these things for far too many years already.
So this box had been in the spare room since you moved?
Yes. Roy brought it down when we converted the flat. Well, I never... I didn't know I'd kept this.
A menu. The White Sands Hotel, Califi.
It's where Teddy and I spent our honeymoon.
Oh, let's see.
The veranda overlooked the beach. Private, of course. White dunes and the most beautiful red coral.
Brown Windsor soup, you don't see that now.
Followed by tilapia fish, fresh from the creek.
Oh, how exotic.
And as much pineapple as you could eat. Dinner was always special there.
Ah, that's because you were in love.
We spent our days playing croquet and drinking Pimm's. And at night we'd stare into the African sky.
Oh, Marjorie.
We'd taken the Nairobi Mombasa train. They had beautiful linen and silverware on board.
No plastic cups in those days.
Oh, Lord, no. Well, there's no point in being sentimental. Put it in the bin.
Sure.
What do I want with an old menu?
Ah, this looks like a Bible.
Oh, yes.
Presented to Reginald Antrobus.
Teddy's brother. He was a missionary.
And you won't want to give that away.
Well, put it on the table for now.
Oh, that's intricate.
A Macondic carving.
It looks like ebony.
Each one depicts an individual family history, you know.
There are so many figures on it.
And you count a different number every time. These come from Tanganyika, of course, not Kenya.
Phoebe might like that.
Perhaps.
Ah, photograph album.
We won't make much progress if we start on that.
Oh, go on. Oh. What's this extraordinary tree?
Let's see. Ah, can you guess?
No.
It's a black pepper tree, laden with corns. They hang in little bunches.
It's beautiful.
Yes, and they glisten like opalescent pearls.
Is this Teddy?
Yes, by the seven-seater.
You never flew in that.
Of course. But everyone had one. It wasn't a luxury.
This is a funny-looking tree.
The baobab. The story is that God plunged it into the earth upside down.
Oh, yes. The branches look like the roots.
Hmm. Peggy?
Yes, Marjorie?
Would you think me an old fool if I asked you to retrieve something from that bin?
Not at all. Here you are.
Well, I only had one honeymoon.
Proper little Houdini, isn't he?
Yes, he's always excited when he first wakes up. Oh, put him back now if you want.
Oh, come on, Harry. Has the novelty worn off yet?
Oh, no. Daniel cleans him out religiously every Saturday morning.
It
It's unnervingly quiet without him.
No, he loves his after-school club. So do I.
It'll be Operation Birthday Party soon, won't it?
Mm. Next Tuesday.
Same day as the hunt. So you won't be able to come?
No.
Oh, shame.
Alistair's trying to invent some new party games.
What's he come up with? Pass the stair beetle.
Oh, don't. Daniel would sleep with one under his pillow if he could. Hey, did I tell you Eddie was up at the stables yesterday?
No.
He was after the manure. It's his latest enterprise.
You have to hand it to him. He keeps bouncing back.
Hmm. Now, come on. Tell me about Sid. Are you going to part with the lolly?
I don't know.
Seriously, what would that build your share up to in the bull?
50%.
Hmm. Strong position.
Yeah. It's difficult, though.
Why?
Kath is a friend.
Ah. Oh.
I don't really want to take Sid's side. It's been sordid enough.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to come at things from another angle.
Meaning?
Well, in the long run, your investment could actually benefit Kathy. Jamie's only 5. Sid's got years of maintenance ahead.
And if the bull went under...
Mm-hmm. Kathy needs that security.
True. How do you rate Jolene?
Oh, it's early days, but I think she's just what that pub needs.
Oh, me too. That makes me feel doubly disloyal to Kathy.
Oh, Caroline. You can't change what's happened, but you can go with it.
You think I should give him the money?
I'd say it looks like a pretty good opportunity.
Maybe. But an extra 60 grand's a lot to put in for no overall control.
Would you want that?
Oh, not in the day-to-day running, no. But there was a time when Sid let the bull go seriously downhill.
Oh, I remember.
Who's to say it couldn't happen again? And then where's my good opportunity?
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadela, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.